Are you just starting to see tassels emerge from the tops of your corn plants? If so, it's the perfect time for plant tissue sampling. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm one of the agronomists with K-State Research and Extension. I serve Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties in northwest Kansas. Plant tissue analysis is an excellent quality control tool for growers interested in high-yield crop production. It can be especially valuable for managing secondary and micronutrients, and it can help provide some insight into how efficiently your crop is using your applied nutrients. Plant tissue analysis can be used by farmers for two basic ways: for diagnostic purposes and for monitoring nutrient levels at common growth stages. Diagnostics can be done at any time, and it's especially valuable early in the season when corrective actions can easily be taken. Now, plant monitoring is generally done at the beginning of reproductive growth, and that's what we're going to spend the most time visiting about today. For corn, the time is right now for collecting plant tissue samples. Tissue samples should be collected after it enters the reproductive stages of growth, where the tassel and silks emerge. Sampling should be completed before the silks on the ear turn brown. Now, many times I get questions about what we actually need to send in for plant tissue analysis. The leaves that should be completed are the leaf at the ear of the corn plant or the leaf right below the corn ear. You need to collect 15 to 20 random samples from throughout the field of that ear leaf or the leaf right below the ear. After collecting the leaves, let them dry overnight to remove any excess water, and then place them in a paper sack to send them to a lab. We at K-State can run plant tissue analysis for you. The cost of a complete test is $23.75. For that test, you will get results for nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, sulfur, zinc, iron, and several other micronutrients. The results that you will get back are in a percentage or a parts per million basis for each of the nutrients. In addition, we have a table with research-based normal or sufficiency levels so you know where your corn crop is. A sufficiency range is simply the range of concentrations normally found in healthy, productive plants. It can be thought of as the range of values that are optimum for plant growth. The medical profession uses a similar type of range for when evaluating blood work. Now, keep in mind that any type of plant stress, whether it be drought, heat, soil compaction, or something along those lines, can have a serious impact on the nutrient uptake and the plant tissue concentration. So a low value of a nutrient in a plant doesn't always mean that the nutrient is low in the soil and that the plant will respond to fertilizer. It may be that the nutrient is present in adequate amounts in the soil, but is either not available or not being taken up by the plant for a variety of reasons. Additional information on plant tissue sampling, including this sufficiency table, is posted on the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website. That address is www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. In addition, a video from me outlining plant tissue sampling from the field is posted on our Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy. You can also follow me on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie. If you collect corn samples for plant tissue sampling and would like to send those in to the K-State Soils Lab for analysis, just let me know and drop them off at the K-State Sunflower District Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs. We'll get those samples packaged up and get them on their way to Manhattan, so we'll have results of your plant samples just as quick as we can. If you have any other questions, please feel free to get a hold of me at one of those extension offices or at the experiment station in Colby.